Recent rain has given many graziers a chance to start rebuilding their sheep flocks and cattle herds. They're rushing to restock now that green grass is starting to sprout across their paddocks. But it's also marked the beginning of a possible downturn for meat processors who say their drought has only just begun. Here's National Drought and Regional Affairs reporter Lucy Barber.
Abattoirs have been carving up a decent profit during the drought. They've been slaughtering record numbers of sheep and cattle because cash-strapped farmers haven't had enough feed to keep them. But the meat processing boom could be about to bust.
Meat processors are going to be on the tail end of a flogging to nothing. The drought continues or it breaks.
Chris Cummins runs this abattoir at Cowra in central west New South Wales. He's worried because the cost of the animals he buys to kill has soared.
You know, the highs, we've never seen the highs like they are at the moment.
That's livestock agent Peter Bird from Dolby on Queensland's Darling Downs. He knows many graziers who've had to sell valuable female breeder cattle because of the drought. And that's sent the national cattle herd plummeting to 24 million, the lowest it's been in almost 30 years, while the sheep flocks expected to drop to the lowest it's been in more than a century. So now, with green grass about, farmers and feedlots are jumping at the chance to restock.
There'll be producers that won't want to sell a lot of female cattle. They want to retain those.
But that process of rebuilding cattle herds and sheep flocks could take several years. And during that time, the number of animals sent to slaughter will decline. Meat processors like Chris Cummins fear their drought has only just begun.
I see plants closing in Australia, more plants closing, and lots of jobs lost. That's what I see.
Mr. Cummins employs 200 locals, and overall, the meat processing sector employs tens of thousands of people in rural areas. So if the work dries up, country towns like Cowra will suffer. But small businesses like this butcher, run by Michael Skinner, are surviving.
We're still selling a lot of lamb and, yeah, it hasn't affected him a little bit, not here anyway.
But as the supply of processed meat drops, his customers might start thinking twice before opening their wallets.
So, yeah, the price of lamb at the moment with chops and things are about $20 to $30 a kilo, depending on the quality of the cut. And when the drought breaks and they keep on, I think it'll be at least 20% you'll be looking at in a rise.
Proof that the effects of this relentless drought will linger long after it breaks.
Lucy Barber reporting there.